Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined by Bruce Gradkowski, the former Steelers backup quarterback, Whipple Hall of Famer, now with Pro Football Focus, breaks down quarterbacks, and he's pretty much the man. Great dude. And he likes the interviews. He likes them a little bit better when Mueller's not here, so I've got high hopes and a really high bar for this one. All right, Bruce, I don't know. Has anybody asked you yet today if Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer? Is this the first time you've gotten that question? I thought of it on the way into work today. I thought it was a really good one. I haven't heard it anywhere else, so I figured I'd run it by you.
Yeah. No, I just spent 3 hours on NFL radio talking about Eli Manning. But why did Chris get the interview with CNN and not you?
Because I think Chris's political views very much align with CNN, so they went to him first.
Okay. No, brother, I mean, we talked about Eli Manning a little bit earlier. Look, the thing about Eli that I've always respected and appreciated was the person he was and what he brought to the team and in the locker room and his consistency. I think the most important attribute of Eli Manning's career is his consistency. The guy never missed a game for injury. You could expect, if you're the head coach, the general manager, you could expect that he was going to be under center for practice, for OTAs, for training camp, for mini camp, for the season, for every practice during the season. I mean, the guy was just consistent, and that rubs off in the locker room. I mean, talking to some of his former teammates, I mean, he was a player that, you know, it's cliche, and you hear it all the time, but the first one in, last one to leave, and that was Eli Manning. And I think the personality that he has, sometimes it rubs us all the wrong way, or we want to see more emotions out of a guy. But I think the longevity of it is better for a football team, because you don't ride the highs and lows. You stay even keel the whole time. And he's had some amazing runs. Now, when we get to the Hall of Fame talk, I don't know, man. That's a different conversation. I mean, I think, you know, if you put into consideration, like I talked about, the consistency of what he's meant for the New York Giants and the face of the franchise and just the look of the type of player he is for the NFL. I mean, Eli Manning is great for the NFL. He's a great example of what you should be like as a teammate in the media, in the locker room. So with all those playing into it, it helps his favor. But, you know, when I think of the Hall of Fame too, though, I think of guys at their position that dominated, that took over the game, that were all pros year in and year out. And I don't think Eli Manning was ever an all-pro, first-team all-pro.
No, he wasn't.
So, you know, so those things come into play as well.
Do you think in your heart of hearts, in your head, in Bruce Gradkowski's mind, who was the better quarterback, Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers?
Man, you know that... That's a great question, because as we talk about Eli Manning, I was thinking about Phillip Rivers, and I'm like, you know, I mean, Eli Manning has two championship rings, you know, and you could say he had the defense to back him up there. In football, the thing I love about football too, it's the ultimate team sport.
Sure.
So you need the guys around you. I mean, look at Ben in his early career with the Steelers defense that he had and the running game, and it's an ultimate team sport, and that's what I love about it. And if I had to choose, man, that is tough, because you're talking a guy like I said that has won the big game and been.
But I think you're leaning towards Rivers. I can feel it. I think you're going to say Phillip.
I think I am, and you know what caught me is I was going to say, you know what though, Rivers turns the ball over too much, but then I was like, well, So does Eli Manning.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, I love Rivers. I love the competitor that he is. So I probably would have to say Rivers if I'm going to have to pick a QB.
Bruce Gradkowski joining us. One of my observations today watching all the Eli Manning coverage on all the networks, and I didn't get a chance to hear you today because I was watching Mueller on CNN. But you know, I see ESPN ran a graphic off of Manning saying, will Drew Brees, Tom Brady, or Aaron Rodgers get back to a Super Bowl? And I'm thinking, where's Ben Roethlisberger in that conversation? I mean, it just feels like the national sports media hates Ben.
Well, I think right now he's kind of forgotten about, right? He missed a whole season. The Steelers haven't been, you know, dominant in the playoffs or getting to the playoffs the last few years. I think, though, if Ben could get healthy, he has another good 2, possibly 3 years to make a run at this thing and really cement his – I mean, he's a Hall of Famer right now, right?
Yep.
But if you're looking at his career as a whole, you know, if I'm Ben, I'm thinking, okay, let me realign my focus here and think about what do I want to end my career? I want to go out – I want to win 2 Super Bowls back-to-back. You know, because right now I feel like we saw the way the defense played.
Yep.
We see the key pieces they have. Yes, they might need a few more pieces offensively. I think they have some good additions coming in. And I think if Ben can get healthy, and hopefully he was rejuvenated by just having to sit on the sideline, watch some of those close games, knowing if he's out there, it's a different ballgame. If he's out there, they win the division, or if he's out there, they're a lock for the playoffs. So I think those things have to resonate with him and say, look, you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I'm going for my legacy here, and I very well could win 2 Super Bowls to end it. I mean, because if you're Phillip Rivers, you're looking like, okay, yeah, maybe could we get to the playoffs next year if I stay with the Chargers? Yeah. I mean, if you're Ben, you're thinking, no, we could get to the playoffs, but we got a chance to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I think that's your mindset if you're a Pittsburgh fan, even if you're looking at the Steelers. Mm-hmm. If you get a healthy Big Ben, I really think they could make a run at this thing.
Bruce, is there a part of you that watches the NFC Championship game and thinks to yourself, and don't be too humble or too modest here, be honest, is there a part of you that watches that game and says, dag nabbit, if I was in that offense with Kyle Shanahan, if I had his coaching, I could be Jimmy Garoppolo. I could be the guy that everybody says is handsome, making $28 million from backup to starter in the Super Bowl. That could have been me. And it's all about situation, right?
Oh, you know, I still get the comments that I'm very handsome. Don't get me wrong, Filippone. But that $28 million, that's a different story. But look, you know, I had some run-ins with Kyle Shanahan as I was playing. And I always watched and just admired his offense and Gary Kubiak's offense as I was playing in the NFL. I always wanted to play in their system because I felt like it was a friendly quarterback system. It would have fit my abilities with the play action, the timing, the rhythm, you know, and how they designed their scheme. I think Kyle Shanahan does an unbelievable job because it was back in the Matt Schaub days, right, when he was with the Houston Texans. So I had a workout when Tampa Bay released me, and then I was with the Rams, and the Rams released me. I have a workout with the Houston Texans twice, and they're about to sign me, and I freaking tear my hamstring almost off the bone during a workout. And you know, and Kyle Shanahan's like, hey, can you bootleg and really sprint out of this bootleg this time? And I was like, ugh. And I literally couldn't run because my hamstring, like, I pulled the crap out of my hamstring. And that was the one time, man, I was close to getting into his system, and I would have loved it. But I really do admire what he does. He just, you know, he helps the quarterback out. Like in Gruden's offense, Gruden gives you a lot of weapons and tools to audible, to change the plays, to get the offense in the best play. Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay do a great job of calling plays that, you know, they know what's going to happen, and they're like, look, just – hit this guy. He's going to be wide open. If it happens how we think it's going to happen, this guy should be wide open. So I think they do a great job with that. And look, don't take away anything from Jimmy G. I think he has the it factor that really kind of elevates his teammates, and he can make the plays when he has to. I mean, we saw him when he played the Saints, and they were going back and forth. So I really do think Jimmy G has what it takes.
Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focus, former Steelers backup quarterback. He's a quarterback guru, and he's joining us for a couple more minutes. Do you think it's possible that Jimmy Garoppolo and Mason Rudolph are similar in that Rudolph can have Jimmy G's career arc? He sits behind a Hall of Fame quarterback. He gets his chance again. He makes the most of it. He doesn't become a starter in this league until his mid to late 20s, and he takes off from there, but he has to wait his turn. Do you think we could see the same kind of thing play out with Rudolph?
No, I don't think they're the same type of player. I mean, I think there's something that Jimmy G has that it's, you know, always the things that you can't really write down on paper.
Okay.
I think Rudolph could be successful. I mean, but if we're just comparing the two, I think that's hard. I think Rudolph can be successful backing up Big Ben, you know, having to play a game or two. He could get you through games. He's smart. He's going to know what to do. He's going to get that much better after playing a lot last year. I think now that they have a quarterback coach, that's going to help just the offense in general as a whole develop these young guys, but also schematic-wise, I feel like. So I think Rudolph could definitely be a backup and get the job done. Now, is he going to be a guy that teams are looking to trade for to come be their starter? I don't know. I mean, I think the sky's the limit for him if he puts in the work, and now the next time he gets his opportunity, he starts ripping it apart and putting some, you know, stringing some good games together. So it's just hard to tell the future in that aspect.
All right, Bruce, you're going to go skiing, and then you're going to go to Miami for the big game, right? You're going to be down there?
Yeah, you going to Miami at all?
Hell no. No. No, our radio station's not going to pay me to chill in Miami and talk about the Chiefs and 49ers for a week. No way. We'll send our producer to cover the Pirates in Bradenton, though, but you know they'll never throw me a bone, Bruce.
Come on, man. We could have done this show down there on South Beach sipping some pina coladas. I'll be there Tuesday to Friday morning with Pro Football Focus, and then I'll do my NFL radio show down there. But I think this matchup's going to be a good one. You got to look at the Niners' defense and how they could put pressure on the quarterback with just their defense linemen. You know, Bosa's a freak, and then you look at Mahomes, man. We've seen Mahomes in every type of situation, and the guy continues to figure out ways to win games. So
yep.
You can't count on getting turnovers and making special teams plays because the Texans did it, the Titans did it, and Mahomes still won those games. So this game is going to be very interesting how it turns out, but I just think the Niners are a better team overall.
Same. I agree with that. All right, Bruce, we'll try to link up next week. We'll see you, brother.
All right, my man. Have a good week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.